All right, hey, check it out. Are you a young business? Is your business, you know, less than maybe 3 years old? You a younger contractor, new to the game, or maybe just a small business? You're a small business, you've been small for a while, and can't figure out how to get over the hump and scale your business. I want to introduce a program that we've put together here in the Motorhood called Motorcade. Listen, this is designed, it is actually a unique blend of, we call it tag team coaching. You get one-on-one coaching by a member of my motor coaching staff. And we bring in experts, people that are doing the things that you need help in right now in their own contracting businesses to help mentor and guide you. So if you find yourself in a situation right now where you're like, hey, I could use some help, but I don't have like, you know, butt tons of money sitting in the closet for a couple thousand bucks a month for one-on-one coaching, this might be a good fit for you. This is a performance-based coaching program with a small monthly retainer. And if you are thinking about getting help for your business, this could be a great fit for you if you're really hungry and you're a younger, smaller business. All right, so hit me up, send an email. Just go directly to my email box, tom@motorhard.com, tom@motorhard.com. In the subject line, put Motorcade. And then type me an email, and we'll get in touch with you. We'll have a conversation and see if this program is a good fit for you to help you make a buttload more money in your business and get the balance that you're looking for in your life. And all the other good stuff that comes from running a strong business. Motorcade. All right, tom@motorhard.com, and let's talk. Okay, check this out. I want to tell you guys a story about partnerships. I want to give you a couple different stories, examples. I get asked all the time, hey, should I partner up with somebody? Do I need a business partner? I think I need a business partner so that I can grow my business. Comments and questions like this come at me all the time. And I want to tell you a couple quick stories. And what prompted this is I got a phone call. I spent some time on the phone with a young contractor who's in a partnership right now. And he's been in a partnership for about a year. He started out as an employee with this business. And now he is a partner in the business. And he called me to talk about his options because things aren't going the way he thought they would go. Here was the scenario. He partnered up with a guy who's been in business, I don't know, 18, 20 years, something like that. And the guy came to him and says, hey, you're doing great. And, you know, love you working in my company. You should be a partner and we can grow this thing. And so here they are a year into it. And our young man, who is the new partner, I think he's in his mid-20s, is partnered with a guy in his mid-40s, and they are schlepping along, okay, to say the least. We talked specifics on some of their numbers, how many people they had in the field, and it wasn't good. And this younger partner felt like, if I read between the lines, that he was being taken advantage of in some ways. He was doing so many different things. He was selling, he was managing the books, he was babysitting three or four crews, something like that, working way more hours than he did as an employee and actually not making much more money, while the older guy, partner, was basically just kind of on autopilot. And again, listen, I'm hearing one side of the story. There's three sides to every story. There's yours, mine, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. But I'm pretty good at what I do, and I asked enough questions to get a good synopsis or a good recap of what's happening here. So basically, young partners up with older guy in the industry, thinks that, you know, life's going to get better because he has a partner. And the older guy thinks he's going to have a better life because he brought on a younger partner. And honestly, the business is not in a very strong position financially, nor as far as leadership and culture and operations. Profits are low. Revenue's not that high. And so I wanted to talk about that. I want to talk about partnerships. And before I get into a couple other things with partnerships, I want to say that I have had the privilege of being in two amazing partnerships. The first was with my my business partner back in Chicago when I owned my painting company. And we had a great partnership. You know, we had our issues here and there, just like anyone, but it's a marriage, right? You argue with your spouse. And so, but all in all, it was a great, great partnership. I have a business partner now in the sales, Contractor Sales Academy, Steven Schinholzer, who's been on the show. He is my business partner in the Sales Academy, and we have a great partnership. And so I want to talk about some things that make these partnerships that I've had, that I've been blessed to have, what makes them work and what makes partnerships not work, like the example of that younger guy I told you about a minute ago. So if you are considering bringing on a business partner or partnering with somebody, it's really important right out of the gate that you both are clear on why you need a partner, why you need a business partner. If your sales are low, it doesn't mean you need a business partner. If you need more guys in the field and you need to train them better, it doesn't mean that you need a business partner. Okay. And so I see a lot of guys go, hey, I have a lot of work and this guy's got a lot of work, so we're going to partner up and, you know, build a bigger business. I mean, it's kind of crazy, some of the things I hear, but anyway, back to my early days in Chicago, the reason our business partnership worked, okay, we couldn't have been more different. It was like yin and yang, man. Like if you guys are familiar with a DISC profile, D-I-S-C. If not, go back and listen to my session, my interview with Art Schnarzik on here. But anyway, a DISC profile is, you know, a personality type thing where, you know, like I'm super aggressive people person. I'm a high D, high I. And my old business partner, Bruce, is a high S and a high C. So on that spectrum, we couldn't be more different. I like being around people. I like charging ahead and attacking things and pulling the trigger now. He likes hitting the brakes a little bit. Doesn't, you know, like, he wants more information before we get into things. So we couldn't have been more different. But the thing that made it work is we had, number one, we had a, and this goes true for my partnership with Steve and the CSA, is we have a similar value system. Okay. So at the core of our being, we want the same things. We believe some of the same things about the world and about the type of business that we were trying to build. So we had total unity there. All right. But when I asked my question, you guys hear the siren in the background? Sorry, all my windows are open. It's a beautiful day here in Manitou Springs. And squirrel moment, I hear sirens. But anyway, so when we partnered up back in Chicago years ago, we were both bringing something to the table that the other guy wanted. All right. I had a knack for generating revenue really quick. I'm a hunter. I get out there and I make things happen. I find work. And so revenue wasn't a problem. On the other side, my partner was really strong at bringing in projects profitably. It's a massive strength of his. In fact, in 20 years, I believe when him and I first met, we actually met in a paint store waiting for paint to be mixed. We were not friends before we partnered up. We ended up grabbing lunch one day. We just started, you know, striking up a conversation. One thing leads to another and we're partners. And part of the reasons we both felt that we were bringing something to the relationship the other guy wanted. He ran a business for close to 20 years and had never lost money on a job. Never had gone in the hole. And here I was a guy that, you know, you guys have heard before. My first big job I sold, big job for me, was a $28,000 project that I sold it for, and it cost me $45,000 to produce. So I had some issues in the field, right? And so we each had something that the other guy wanted. He wanted to grow bigger. I wanted to be more profitable. And we brought our skills together that complemented the other guys, okay? So it's important that if you're going to consider partnering with anybody, you really have to ask that question. What are we both going to bring to this thing? The other thing, one of the other things is, what is their commitment like? What is the commitment like of the other business partner? This was a big theme in the conversation I had with our young friend, a few weeks ago, who's in been in this partnership for about a year now, is he just feels he's doing way more work than the other guy. And we can't have that. Now, listen, if I'm doing more work than you, or you're doing more work than me, that's something that we needed to have worked out before we started the partnership. So for instance, if I wanted to be, you know, a partner with, I don't know, one of you guys listening right now, say there's somebody named Bob listening. Bob, if you and I were going to be partners, and I would say, hey, listen, I'm only interested in doing certain roles in the business and helping out a certain way, and I'll invest some capital into the business and help it move. But as far as the time goes and stuff like that, you're going to be spending more time on that. So these are things, expectations that you have to have worked out up front so you don't get these feelings of resentment toward your other partner. Okay. Another thing that I've come to realize is I hear guys say that they want to partner with somebody. And when I ask them, all right, this guy or person or business that you're considering partnering with, what is their current business like right now? And more times than not, that guy's business is struggling too, and they think the magic answer is teaming up. So basically, we're going to take two guys that are screwing up and not running strong businesses, and we're going to put you guys together. Okay, in this case, two negatives does not equal a positive, all right? So you got to make sure that you are going to partner with somebody that you feel good about. If somebody doesn't have a track record of winning, I don't want to be a partner with them. See, my business partner back in Chicago, Steve, my partner in the CSA, both of them have a track record of winning. I have a track record of winning. And we brought those together, and we have created stronger businesses as a result of that. The other thing that I would that I want to get out there is, what is their reputation in the area? This is huge. You know, one of the huge, big factors of me partnering with Bruce way back in the day in Chicago was I went around and I asked the paint stores about him. You know, hey, when you deal with this guy or any of his people, what are they like? And, you know, he did his homework on me. I didn't take partnering with Steve in the Contractor Sales Academy here lightly either. Okay, we both had some common friends, both had some common relationships, and we were both working hard to build a good name for ourselves. So if you're going to partner with somebody where there's any caution flags about their name, their reputation, their dealings, then I would put the brakes on it and move on and not partner. I really wouldn't. The other thing, here's what's funny. Both my partnerships that I've had, these two that I'm referring to right now, neither one of these guys was like a friend of mine for years before we partnered, which is kind of strange because I hear a lot of people, you know, they got a buddy and they're going to partner together and run a business. And then, you know, and hey, listen, that if that works, that's great. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. But when I think back to my two most successful partnerships, neither one were partnerships where I had a longstanding relationship with somebody. All right. So we all went into these partnerships with one goal in mind, and that was building a kick butt company. And we've done that in both cases. All right. The other thing I want to touch on here is, do you really need a partner? You know, sometimes all you need is a group. You need a mentor. You need other like-minded people to guide you. And I don't care if you join some sort of local networking group, or you know, find some coaching group or mentor group or a Facebook group, paid or free, guys, it doesn't matter. Sometimes all you need is to rub elbows with people who are a lap or two ahead of you to help you solve some problems. The reality is, in most contracting businesses, all right, remember, 96, 97% of all small businesses don't hit $1 million in revenue. So if you're listening to this and you're not well over $1 million in sales, you need to understand there's a really good chance that you're never going to make really good money as an owner if you have a partner. If you have a $600,000 business and $300,000 of that is gross profit, which means you're going to pay your salaries out of that, and all your overhead and your marketing and all that, there's not much left over. You're each going to make about $60,000. And that's not going to change your life. So Sometimes you just need to be exposed to other options and other solutions. And so I would look at, even though I've had great partnerships, I would absolutely look at other options before I jumped into a partnership. Okay. The math just doesn't work sometimes. All right. Just doesn't work. Now, if I'm a $600,000 business and I'm going to take the role of overseeing the marketing in the business, and I've got, you know, maybe 25-30% ownership in the company, and I have the freedom, which we've worked out in writing beforehand, and I have the freedom to pursue other interests and other businesses, then it might make sense for me to partner with somebody, because I'm not looking to feed my family on solely on the income from this one business. So hopefully this helps a little bit today, you guys, with whether or not you should partner with somebody or not. And I would love to hear your feedback and your stories. Go to ReberLive.com. That's our Facebook group. Go to ReberLive.com. We do a lot of live Facebook videos there and interaction and stuff. And I'd love to hear your comments and your stories and your questions about partnerships. I am for partnerships. Don't misunderstand me. I want to make sure it's the right partnership before I get hitched with somebody. Okay. Last but not least, I will never forget. I was at a business event with my partner back in Chicago. Excuse me, drinking water. And we struck up a conversation with a guy that had been in the industry for a long time. If you're a painting contractor, you might know this guy. His name is Mike Chisholm, Chisholm Brothers Painting in San Diego. And we introduced ourselves to Mike. And in fact, Mike's son, David, is a phenomenal marketing guy, adavidcreation.com. He's also been a guest on this show, so hit him up. If you need some marketing help in your business, and you're a contractor. But back to the story of meeting Mike. When we met Mike, almost the first thing that came out of his mouth after, hey, it's nice to meet you guys, and he heard that we were a partnership, he says, do you guys have a buy-sell agreement? And we looked at each other and says, what's that? Guys, basically that's what's in writing, what we have in writing in case things don't work out, or in case one day I wake up and I say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And we kind of dragged our feet and we didn't do it. And when the time came for me to move on and pursue some other things, it was a little, wasn't a bad breakup at all, but it was just a little messier than it needed to be because we didn't have some things already worked out and in place. And the benefit of working those things out beforehand is, hey, we're friends now. Everything's good. We're happy. You like me. I like you. We're going to build this great business. So we're in a good mood and we're going to put things together without the emotions and the stress that we might be feeling a few years down the road when one of us might want out. So make sure that you get an attorney and put together something on paper. Heck, Steve and I have a one-page document that we had an attorney draft up for the Contractor Sales Academy in case one of us decides, hey, I'm good, I want to move on, or whatever. We want to make sure that we have that protection in place for both parties. All right. Which leads me to one last squirrel moment for the day here, and that's playing defense. I focus so much on playing offense in your business. Get out there and score points, right? I mean, the more points I have on the board, the easier, you know, I don't need my defense to be as good, right? If I'm a football team, right? So as long as I score 31 and they score 30, we're good. However, in your business, you've got to make sure you're playing defense. And playing good defense is things like having a good attorney, having a contract in place for whenever you sell work, with unforeseen conditions mapped out and that good stuff. Making sure that when you write in you have an upsell on the project and they do additional work, that you actually write it up and get a signature and put it in writing. Playing good defense is having a solid accountant on your team, an insurance person on your team. And all these people collectively will protect you, guys. That's what this is about. Contracts and lawyers and all that stuff that none of us really want to talk about. Are designed to put a force field around you, all right? So make sure that if you are operating your business right now and you have not built a relationship with an attorney, an accountant, a really solid insurance person, you got to do that at the very least, okay? And then make sure that you have your paperwork in order. I see way too many guys, way too many companies doing jobs without signed paperwork. Well, she's hired me four times before and I trust her. That's great, but things change in people's life, okay? Maybe they went bankrupt and, you know, her husband left and she's desperate for whatever and wants to put the house on the market and figures she'll string out, you know, some home improvement guys until the house sells and then you're waiting like a year for your money because you don't have anything in paper, on paper. Guys, I've been hosed. I remember, geez, I worked with a builder once. We had tens of thousands of dollars of work, of overtime and things like that, that I was just too nice of a guy and I didn't play defense. I didn't get signed proposals. I didn't call a timeout on the job and say, hey, listen, I can't do any more work until I have this stuff signed, because I was being a nice guy because I had these good relationships and I got hosed out of a lot of money. All right. So this isn't just theory here. This is coming from experience telling you guys, you got to play good defense. All right. So with that, weigh in on your thoughts on partnerships. Go to ReberLive.com and love to hear it. Love to hear your questions. Guys, we are, what do we got? We got about 4.5 months left in 2016 as this is going to iTunes here in the next few hours. Step on the gas. Whatever your goal is, go get it. Don't let up for 1 second. Okay, leave it all on the field this year. Come 12/31/16 at 11:59 p.m., the last minute of this year, you want to be in a situation where you could look at your team or your business partners, your spouse, whatever, and you want to go, hey, I did everything I could this year. Did everything I could this year to stay focused and build a stronger business and a stronger life. All right, with that, we'll see you guys next time. Rock them guitars, Mr. Travis. Hasta la bye-bye. All right, I am excited to give an update on our Contractor Sales Academy Profit Summit that's happening September 28th through 30th, 2016 in Burtonsville, Maryland. As of today, as I'm recording this, this is the, oh gosh, what? It's the 21st. It's August 21st, Sunday the 21st. And as of today, we have 3 spots left. We open it up to 50 business owners around the country. And we are, more than a month out, and we're just about sold out for the event. So if you're listening to this and you have any interest in heading to the Profit Summit this year to really explode your business, get your head right, and hang around people that are doing it, they're living it, they're making money. Heck, one of our members in the Contractor Sales Academy had an amazing day. A couple days ago, sold over $250,000 in 5 sales calls in 1 day. All right. So get around other people who are playing big like that. All right. So if you're interested in that, go to motorheart.com/summit, fill out the application, and we will contact you. We got 3 spots left. My guess is they're going to go, in the next couple days here. But who knows? Maybe the universe is holding a spot just for you, because you know you need to be there. All right, so check out Profit Summit 16, September 28th through 30th, Burtonsville, Maryland, motorheart.com/summit.